Thank you, Lydia, for that song.
Thank you, church, for the good singing. Silver City, thank you for being here tonight. And it's such an honor to be with you and privilege. We love you. Thank God for you. You got your Bibles and you want to read with us the book of Acts. Very familiar scripture, the 4th chapter of Acts. And we ask that you pray for us tonight from the depths of your heart. We're glad to be here, glad to be saved, glad to be counted, numbered among the living, have the portion of health that God has given us, to be able to rise from our beds and have the health and strength to be able to put one foot in front of the other and come to God's house. And my hope and desire is that I always have the desire to come to God's house. That's my desire and my prayer, that when I'm an old gray-headed man, that I'll still have desire to come. A lot of people's got a desire. When I was a boy, my desire was to be a ball player for the Atlanta Braves, for the Atlanta Hawks. That was my desire and my goal. But my goal and desire now is to be an old gray-headed preacher man. That's what my desire is and my hope in my life. I hope when I'm, God lets me live to be 75, 80 years old, I hope I'm still planted on the rock and standing firm on Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He's the greatest thing that will ever happen to any of us. And He's still worthy and worth getting up on Sunday night, coming to God's house and praising Him for the good things that He's done for us. Not too much of our time, too much of our effort to praise Him, for He is worthy to be praised. The book of Acts, the 4th chapter, very familiar scripture, starting in verse maybe number 16. We'll start in verse number 15, I guess, or 14. Let's back up to there. And behold, the man which was healed standing with him, they could say nothing against it. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men?" This is talking about Peter and John when they'd healed the lame man in chapter number 3. They're being criticized and questioned by the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the captain of the temple. They're being questioned for preaching the gospel. And saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them as manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot bespeak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how that they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was showed. And may God add His blessing to the reading of His precious, holy, and divine Word. And tonight, if I had a thought to you, I'd like to share with you, it would be the name of Jesus. And now maybe I've preached on this same thought before, but the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is still worth talking about. He's the greatest man to ever live, to ever come in this world, to live in this land that we live in, this world that we live, Jesus. Today with Jesus, the reason the name is so great is because the man that lived by the name of Jesus was great. He was perfect, he was sinless, and he come and as a sacrifice to die for his people. That who might ever believe on him should have everlasting life. And I thank God today that wasn't the only cause that he come in this world, but he come to give us help once we get saved, that we might be strong and we might have comfort in the times of trials and heartaches and troubles. And that That His name might be on our mind and might be in our hearts and it might be manifested in our lives. The name of Jesus, that's what we as believers believe in. The man named Jesus, and He's where all our hope is in that wonderful name that Lydia sung about. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. And I'm glad today there's still power in just the mention of the name of Jesus. Why, if you want to upset somebody out in the world, you just go and mention and tell them about a man named Jesus. Why, Jesus, He, to the saint and to the saved people, He's our hope and He's our salvation and He's all in all, everything to us, and maybe to the sinner, though they hate Him, He's still the only hope that they got. Though they may cuss Him and rebuke Him, thank God today He still loves them. And I'll say this today, we as God's people, even though they rebuke us and even though they talk about us and make fun of us, I'll say this today, we are to love them enough to tell them about a man named Jesus, how He come and all in the world to die for them. And I'll say this today, the reason He died for them is because they're sinners just you like you and I are. They maybe all are sinners, and Jesus come to die for those. As a matter of fact, that's the only people that can be saved is sinners. And I'll say this today, every person that's ever been born in the world is a sinner today, and they need the help of a Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I'm glad tonight, if we'll go in the name of love, in the name of Jesus, and preach His gospel, great things will begin to happen. And I'll say this today, when we begin to think about great things, we begin to think maybe of great multitudes of people being saved. I don't know tonight whether we'll ever see 2,000 or 3,000 people saved in one revival. I tell you today, I sure would love to see it. But regardless of that, whether we see 2 or 3 or whether we see none or whether we see 10,000, we are not how to worry about that. But we are just commanded to go and preach in the name of Jesus. Barring without today, hoping that all would come to repentance. Why, Jesus today didn't give us no promise that great multitudes would be saved, but He just told us to go and preach in the name of Jesus, telling the world that there is a Savior that still saves, and there's a God in heaven that loves them and that died for their sins. And today, and here we read in this verse of Scripture about Peter and John, two of Jesus' apostles and His disciples, how they was bold in the Word of God, and how and I began to think maybe why they were so bold in what they believed. And I know why they were so bold, because they spent time with a man named Jesus. He wasn't today. He wasn't some afterthought on Sunday evening, but He was everything to them. I'll say this today, if we as a church of the living God are going to have power outside the four walls of this church, we need to spend time with Jesus. We don't need to wait till Sunday morning. We don't need to wait till Saturday night to study our Sunday school lesson, but we need to spend some time with Jesus and get alone with Him. I'll say this today, those that we love, those are the people that we want to spend time with. And tonight, I want to love Jesus enough to spend time with Him through the week. I'll say this tonight, I love my family. I love my nieces and nephews. I love to spend time with them. But listen, I want to spend time with Jesus. I want to be able to tell them about the greatest man to ever live, and His name is Jesus. Today, Peter and John come, the Bible said, to the gate called Beautiful. Listen, there was a man there lame, carried every day to this gate called Beautiful. And the Bible said that Peter and John came there. He was carried to this gate every day, hoping to receive alms of them, about to enter into the temple. And Peter and John coming into the temple, this little lame man raised up and began to look on them, hoping to receive some alms from them. And the Bible said Peter and John looked on him and said, told the lame man, said, "Look upon us." They said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have give I thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." And the Bible said that Peter stretched forth his hand and lifted him up, and that lame man that had been lame all all his life. Listen, the Bible said he leaped up and immediately he began to leap and walk and praise God. You know why he done that? All because Peter and John took time to tell him about a man named Jesus. Why? If they went on in the temple, not pay this man that had been lame from his mother's womb, he'd still be lame today. But they took time to tell him about a man named Jesus. Hey, today, if we want to see the world changed in which we live, we need to take time and tell them about a man named Jesus. You say, preacher, it sure does seem simple. You sure are simplifying it a whole lot. Is that all we got to do? I'll say this tonight, spend time with Jesus. And when you get a chance to talk about Him, talk about Jesus. You want to have power. You want your testimony to be strong. Spend some time with Jesus. Don't wait till Sunday morning and get up and begin to testify about Jesus. But you spend time with Him Saturday through Sunday. And let Him know that you love Him. And you know what? He'll begin to give you strength and power. And He'll begin to work through your life. And you'll begin to get excited about a man named Jesus. Listen, you say, preacher, it don't sound too fun going through what Peter and John went through. Today, listen, they was criticized. They was mocked. All because they preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the religious leaders of that day, you know what they done. They came and got Peter and John, set them aside in the midst, and they began to confer with one another what they was going to do with Peter. And Peter and John, listen, they wasn't out breaking in houses. They wasn't out stealing cars. They wasn't out stealing old women's pocketbooks. You know what they was doing? They was preaching that you must be born again. They was preaching about a man named Jesus. Listen today, you want to get somebody, make a difference in somebody's life, just stand for Jesus and preach the word. No wonder Paul said, be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke with all long suffering. Listen, what did Paul do? Paul was a great educated man. But Paul also said this. He said, I didn't come with enticing words and man's wisdom, but I come in demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. And basically what he was saying, he's saying is, all I do is I just preach Jesus. A crucified and a risen Savior. While people love stories, I tell them about the greatest love story that's ever been told. How a Savior left the portals of glory and come to this earth to die for you and for me. Why did He want to die for us? Because we was His creation. And because He loved us, longed to have a relationship with you and with me. In order to do that, He had to give His life and lay it down that we might have communion with Him, and He freely laid it down just so He might be able to have a good relationship with you, just so that we might be able to speak the name of Jesus, just so that when we die, we don't have to go to a place called hell, but we can go to a place called heaven, just so when tough times come in our life and we don't understand, thank God today we can have comfort because we know a man named Jesus. Why do you come to church on Sunday morning? Has anybody ever asked you that question? Why do you waste your time on Sunday night? Is it really worth it? Nobody does the way y'all do anymore. Everybody's moving down the road to the big church. Why do you still hang on to the way you're living in? I'll say this tonight. I practice this way because I believe it's the way God wants us to preach. Why I come to church like this because I believe it's what God wants us to do, to come together in one mind and one accord and be excited because we know a man named Jesus, to be on fire for Him, love Him because He first loved us, died, gave His life that we might have life more abundantly. I'll tell you what the biggest problem is today with Christians. When we we come to God's house, we come look like we're all stressed out. Hey, it's the last thought on our mind. We can't find no joy in God's house. I'll tell you what we need to do. Is re-examine our lives and think about where we would be if it wasn't for this man called Jesus. You know what the Bible said about this lame man? Listen, been lame all his life. But when Peter and John preached the gospel to him, and Peter stuck out his hand and lifted him up, you know what that lame man did? The Bible said he leaped up, and there he went in the temple, walking, leaping and praising God. And the people inside the temple, you know what they began to do? They began to question and said, is this the lame man that was once on the outside, but now he's on the inside? How'd he get in here? And somebody no doubt said, why, Peter and John just spoke the name of Jesus. Hey, you want to make a difference in the drunkard's life? Hey, don't send them down the road to AA, but send them to the throne of grace that they might obtain mercy and help in their time of need. Hey, you want to get somebody, listen, that beats their wife up? I'll tell you what you do. Send them to Jesus and tell them about a man named Jesus. Hey, do we reprove them? Sure we do. But you do it in love. No wonder the Bible said, everything that we do, let it be done through love. Hey, there ain't no place in God's house for us to hate one another. Hey, we're God's people. And what is God? The Bible said, God is love today. What do we need to do to the world? Hate them? Turn their back on them? Mock them and make fun of them? No, no. We need to love them and tell them, love them enough and tell them that if they stay in the way that they're in, they will die and burn in hell, but they don't have to go that way. Just preach Jesus to them. Hey, Paul didn't die. You know what Paul was saying? He said, I don't need no PhD. I don't need no doctorate. I just need to know Jesus. Just get born again and let the Holy Ghost live inside of you and let it spring up from time to time. And let the world see the joy that's in your heart and preach Jesus today. Sing about Him. Talk about Him. Testify about Him. Thank God today we get a chance to tell somebody, don't bite your tongue, but tell them about Jesus, how He died for us. Hey, where would we be if it wasn't for Jesus? I tell you where I'd be. I'd be on my way to devil's hell, but because somebody loved me enough that said, Shannon, if you don't get saved, you're going to be in hell. And if you don't straighten up, your life ain't never going to amount to nothing. Now I understand with the world, my life don't look like it's amounted to much anyways. And to the world, I don't look like much. But thank God today to Jesus, I am somebody and you are too. That's the reason I'm excited tonight. It's because I know Jesus. And more than that, thank God, He knows me. Tonight, He knows me. Does He know you? Are you glad? Listen, a lot of people get excited about knowing a whole lot of different people. Hey, we name drop about the people we know. But have you ever name dropped about the man named Jesus? I'll tell you tonight, if you want to know somebody that's got some power, if you want to know somebody that's got some pull and get some things done, you need to know about a man named Jesus. Jesus, just to mention of His name, it will change lives. You know what the religious leaders and the people of that day begin to say? Say, what are we going to do to old Peter and John? Can't get them to shut up. No more we persecute them, the more they speak and preach the name of Jesus. As they, no doubt, they said, well, I've told them to shut up. Well, I've whipped them and I've thrown them in jail and I've beat their bats. You know what happened? Hey, every time I whipped them and striped their bats and put them in jail, that's the best day I let them out of jail. You know what they done? They went down the road singing and was happy because they was able to suffer for that man named Jesus. I don't know what He done to them, but I'll tell you what. what I believe began to happen. Even that old jailer over there in the jailhouse, the Bible said that they began to whip. Paul in the jailhouse, Paul and Silas, cast many stripes upon him, whipped them and made fun of them. But listen, about the midnight hour, listen, Paul and Silas, you know what they did. They didn't shut up. They didn't curse the jailer. But you know what they began to do? The Bible said they began to sing hymns and praises. They began to pray unto Jesus. About that time, the jail door swung open. And that old jailer, you know what he done? Reached and got his sword and was just about to kill himself. But Peter said, "Do not do yourself no harm, for we are all here." And you know what his question was? He said, "How can I be saved? How can I come to know this man Jesus that you're talking about?" You know what old Paul's answer was? Just believe upon Him. Confess your sins and repent, and you too shall be saved. That old jailer, you know what he done? Listen, I don't know where he was at in the jailhouse. I don't know. But I believe wherever he was, he bowed down on his knees and began to pray. He said, "God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. But thank God you've sent man to me to preach this gospel. And because they've come and told me about a man named Jesus, Lord, I repent of my sins. I believe on you." And the Bible said that he got up and he was saved. He was converted. He wasn't like he used to be. The Bible said that old jailer got Paul and Silas. And you know what he done? Them stripes that he laid on them, you know what he done? He went and got them and began to wash the stripes that he'd put on their back. All because they told him about a man named Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. I realize it doesn't excite a lot of people. Why, it doesn't even excite much of the church no more. That's the reason we got to have so many different programs and different things to get people to come to church. That's just the truth of it. Hell yeah, I tell you, if we was like we ought to be, we'd come in the doors singing and praising. We wouldn't have to beg nobody to lead songs. We wouldn't have to beg nobody to preach. Hey, when the preacher gave the altar call, we wouldn't have to beg nobody to come and repent of their sins. Hey, I tell you what we do when we gave the altar call, there'd be people hugging each other's necks and shouting all over the place. If we spent time with Jesus and loved Him, and He was number one in my life, and I'm preaching to me, I'm just telling you like I see it, and like it is in my life. If I spent more time with Him, loved Him like I ought to, you know what I do when I couldn't wait for church on Sunday morning? I'd go around and get up all my family, and whether they come or not, I said, "I'm going to tell you about a man named Jesus. Stay at home or go with me, but I'm still going to tell you about a man named Jesus." Tell you what happened in my home one time. My niece and her husband was living with me. Neither one of them would get up and go to church. They sat at home Sunday after Sunday. Now finally I told my niece's husband, I said, "This is what I want you to do." I said, 11 o'clock, at 11 o'clock I want you to go down into my room and I want you to get a cassette tape and I want you to put it in the tape player. And I want you to mash record at 11 o'clock. I said, at 11 o'clock, I said, preaching service comes on and I want it recorded. And I want to be able to hear what the preacher's preaching on 104.3. I said, I want you to go up there and take a little bit of time out of your day. And I want you to sit and make sure that tape records what the preacher's preaching on. You know what happened? He began to go up there one Sunday, two Sundays, three Sundays, four Sundays. He's sitting there and he'd listen to what the preacher was preaching on. And finally, after about a month and a half, he came to me and he said, "Shannon, where are you going to church this morning?" I said, "I'm going down the road. You want to go with me?" He said, "Yeah, I want to go. I want to go more and learn more about this man called Jesus." You say, Jesus will change lives. When we, the church, can't, when we do, when we just give up and say, "Lord, You have Your will and way. It's all about You. Let me do the small things, and You do the big things." Jesus will begin to work. He's still got as much power today as He did 2,000 years ago. He's still Jesus. He is God. He changes not. He will not change. He's the same today, forever, yesterday, today, and forever and forever more. We serve a good God, don't we? This message went a whole lot different than what I thought it was going to. But I tell you what, you can't never go wrong when you speak about a man named Jesus. You little ones, you want to know what to do when you go to school to your friends. You want to know what you can be, a best friend to them that you can be. You tell them about a man named Jesus. When we go to our workplaces, we want to be the best bosses and the best co-workers we can be. Let's tell them about Jesus. Let's tell them the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us, God, that we'll tell them about Jesus and why He came into this world. And if they don't believe on Him and repent of their sins, tell them where sinners will wind up. And just preach Jesus to them. And it will work. We don't need no fads. We don't need no self-help books. We just need more Jesus. You know what these the conclusion was, these religious leaders of that day? What did it say in chapter 4, if I can find it, of Acts? Let's read that again, if I can see it. I can't hardly see without my eyes on. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how that they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. See, preacher, that was just one man. That was just one. Wouldn't it be worth it? Don't you think Peter and John said it surely was worth it all? Just for one man. There was many more that was saved besides this one. But if it had just been that one, it would still have been worth it all, wouldn't it? Come get you a song. Do that the Lord would have you to do tonight. Follow the Lord. We want power in a church. We want power with each other. Find yourself talking about Jesus. You want your homes to be blessed. You want it to be good. Find yourselves talking about Jesus. You got sin in your life and you just don't feel like you can live in like you're supposed to. Come and pray and get it out of it. Let the things of the world go and grab a hold of God. And just grab a hold of Him and don't let go. And I promise this, He won't let go of you. He'll be the best friend you ever have. We all do things. We all say things. We all act in ways we shouldn't act. But I'll tell you this today, we have a friend, we have an advocate, we have a Savior that loves us, that died for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If you need to find a reason to testify and get happy, let me say this. Come find yourself at an altar. We all should be praying. We all should have something. We all got something to be happy about. And it's all because we're saved and on our way to a place called heaven. Because we've escaped wrath. And we've been in and found ourselves in the grace of God. So while we stand in this theme page, do that the Lord would have you to do.